And here is our own Sandy talking about step three. Take it away.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sandy, recovered compulsive overeater. Happy to be here. Happy to have found the BBA, the Big Book Awakening. I've been in program for maybe 18 years and found the BBA a couple years ago. And it's just, really added to my spiritual experience, or it's helped me have more of a relationship with a power outside myself. It's in the past, it was like turn my will and my life over in the morning and then go about my day, living in self-reliance, thinking that I was working the steps and doing it, you know. But I had this experience Saturday that I wanted to just talk about. I'm a tennis player and I was playing a match, an important match, and things were not going my way. And I got resentful because the people we were playing against, one of them was playing out of level and I shouldn't have had to play against her. She was too good and she shouldn't have been on that court with that partner. It was all wrong. So I went from, I had this resentment, but what I did was I turned to my partner and we just started having so much fun. We were just going to have fun. It didn't matter, you know? And it was like, and then I would jump back into resentment that I'm going to have to complain about this. This is wrong. She shouldn't be over. She's killing it. They're killing us. We're losing. And then I turned my partner, oh, are we having, let's have some more fun. No. And I have to say that was God intervening, you know? And when I could look back on it, I had to look back and say, okay, higher power wanted me to have this experience, wanted me to be in this experience of having this all happen. And what am I going to do about it? You know? And I didn't put it all together until later when I knew that I had resentment through a lot of the playing, but I also had all this fun too, you know? And then I look back the next day and going, well, God just wanted me to have that total full blown experience. But the reason I wanted to talk about that, because it's like, I've been trying to bring God into all aspects of my life. Like it says, you know, to pause during the day, pause when agitated, ask for direction when you don't know what to do. I just haven't lived like that. And it's a process, and I'm making progress for sure on being able to do it more often than not. Let's see. Well, I'm not sure what else to say about it, except that going through the BBA made things much clearer for me, you know, my definitely clear on powerless over food, but I got more clear on powerless over everything. So my need for a power outside myself, I am powerless over the people around me. I'm powerless over what other people do and think and say, you know. Before it was like, okay, I gotta change this person's mind about this because they're going down the wrong path, you know? And so I had to work at, you know, making this person think differently or listening to my, the way I think it should be rather than, you know, it was like, it was a lot of work, you know? And I couldn't, sometimes I could succeed, but you know, I can't change people's mind. I can't change the way people think. I haven't walked in their shoes. I don't know why they think that way. It's, you know, and it's none of my business. So getting really clear on the powerlessness that that goes beyond just not being able to control food, powerless over my relationships and other people. And I don't have the power. I don't have any control and I don't have a choice. I have to reach out to that power outside myself. I have to turn my will, my life over to the power outside myself. I'm clearly no longer in control of anything. And you know what? my life goes way easier when I can just let go. Let go and let God is a great saying, you know. I've also working with somebody who says, I have this prayer and it's just, God help me. And I'm going, that's a great prayer, you know. And I'm looking at, well, how can I remember through the day to keep doing this? I need reminders. Well, you know, I think just coming to meetings and listening to what people do and how they do it, you know, it's helpful for me because I need to know ways different than my ways. I don't have all the answers. I don't have the answers to anything, you know, and I can come into these rooms and I can hear how so-and-so does it and what they do. I'm going to have to keep coming to these meetings forever. I get to keep coming to these meetings forever. I'm never going to go back to being a normal eater. I'm never going to be able to go back to I didn't even know what a normal eater is, so forget that. But, but I'm always going to be a compulsive overeater who has a spiritual malady that tells me if I do this, things are going to get better. If that person does that, then things are going to work for me. And those are the things that go on in my disease talks to me and says those things that are lies. They're delusions, you know. Like if I just make more money, if I just get the job, if I just get a car, if I live somewhere else, if I get better clothes, if I any of that stuff, it's just those are just the delusion that I'm looking outside myself to make myself feel better. Or to feel different. I don't know where I'm going. God's going to have to help me here. I don't know how my time's going, but because I have this spiritual malady, I have to have something outside. I can't solve the problem of the spiritual malady. I have to have a power outside myself that can solve that problem and help me not have those thoughts or help me not buy into those thoughts that something I can do is going to make something better, you know. And I do believe that higher power has a better plan for me than I have for myself. You know, I think I really, really, really want to do this. And then it gets sideways for some reason. Problem most likely because God had another plan and it goes this way instead. And you know, most of the time it's a better way. So that has me have a stronger faith in letting God guide my life. Because if my life had gone the way I planned it, I was going to go to college, get married, live in the suburbs, have a family, a white picket fence, some dogs. I couldn't find anybody to marry. I didn't get married until I was 39. I ended up living in a California commune for 12 years. That wasn't part of my plan. That was really pretty far out. You know, that was God's plan for me to go that path. And there I met the right guy. And I was at my top weight. What? No, I can't get the guy until I'm thin. Holy cow. God had a totally different plan for me. So, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen today. I have a plan, but you know, I don't know if it's going to go that way. I'm going to take whatever I get and make the best of it. You know, thank God for God. Thank God for God. I think I better stop there because I want to hear what you guys have to say because I need help today. And I'm willing to ask for help. I need help to stay in touch with higher power today. So thank you.